Mahamudra is the real quick path to enlightenment, which is the ultimate supreme goal and real meaning of our human life. Out of compassion for all living beings, we want to attain enlightenment as quickly as possible to become an object of refuge and a source of happiness for all living beings. So on the basis of our sutra practice with pure intention, correct understanding of emptiness and so forth, then we engage in the supreme quick path of Tantra, in particular, Mahamudra. Now, all of our previous practices, for example, of generation stage, generating ourselves as the deity Haruka or Vajigini through the power of correct imagination and wisdom, these are all preliminary practices, very important, essential, but they're all preliminary practices leading us to the real quick path, which is Mahamudra. So Mahamudra is a Sanskrit word, so a little bit of a review now from last week. Okay? Mahamudra is a Sanskrit word. Maha means great, and in this context means great bliss. Okay, it's a manifest, very subtle mind is called clear light. It is a clear perception and an inner light, and it experiences great bliss. So maha means great, meaning our very subtle mind of great bliss, clear light of bliss. Okay. And mudra means non-deceptive and refers to emptiness, the true nature of things. So Mahamudra is the union of the mind of great bliss and the emptiness of all phenomena, the union of great bliss and emptiness. This realization, the union of great bliss and emptiness, is the real quick path to enlightenment. It's the real Mahamudra. So we learned that a mind of a fully qualified clear light, okay? Mind of fully qualified clear light that experiences great bliss and realizes emptiness directly. This is called Mahamudra Tantra. Okay. A mind of fully qualified clear light that experiences great bliss and realizes emptiness directly is Mahamudra, or we say Mahamudra Tantra. So the book from which book we're studying now is called Mahamudra Tantra. So now we know the real meaning of Mahamudra Tantra. Also, I just want to say, if we're new to these teachings, there's a lot of vocabulary to learn. So we have to be patient. You know? And if we hear this many times, we understand. It becomes easier and easier. So as you'll see, I'll repeat quite a few times. And then gradually we start to understand the meaning of these words. All of these words, they're very meaningful. And even though at first this sounds a little technical, what we're learning when we're learning this introduction to Mahamudra and what are called the five stages of completion stage, even though this language is a little bit technical, at first, maybe sometimes not too easy to understand, but what we should understand, what we are learning, this is the final stages of a bodhisattva's journey to enlightenment. These are the final stages of our own journey to enlightenment. It's like those final stages leading to the full awakening of an enlightened being. You know, Buddha means awakened one. One who has awakened from the deep sleep of ignorance and sees things as they really are. This depends upon abandoning the two obstructions from the mind, delusion obstructions and the obstructions to enlightenment or the obstructions to omniscience. When we gain this realization of Mahamudra, a fully qualified clear light, experiencing great bliss and realizing emptiness directly, we will be able to abandon these two obstructions and completely purify our continuum, okay? And therefore attain enlightenment very quickly, okay? Which is the wish of our compassion, okay?